In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, I'm happy to start this conference with the theme, Come Over and Help Us. I think all of you remember this verse. It came in the book of Acts, chapter 16, when St. Paul was having some hard time to know the exact plan of God. He was asking God to guide him where to go. He was stuck in Asia and all doors were closed. And while praying, he could see a man from Macedonia. Macedonia is a city in Greece, in Europe, and he was in Asia. And this man was telling him, come over and help us. And he considered this a call from God, and this started the whole missionary service in Europe, this point. The first title I would tell you about, come over and help us, God. We pray to God, come over and help us. And you know, this one is very much related to the Christmas. This theme, this prayer is related to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christ being incarnate. فكرة العبور تنطبق على التجسد. The God to be incarnated, God to came to our land, it's kind of coming over to save us or to help us. I'll go through some of the verses to check the idea from the Old Testament. First of all, in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, the number 18, He bowed the heavens, look to this, He bowed the heavens also, and came down with darkness under His feet. طَأْطَأَ السَّمَوَاتِ طَأْطَأَ, as if He is pushing heaven to come near to earth. He is pushing heaven to touch earth. طَأْطَأَ السَّمَوَاتِ. Another verse in the Psalm number 144, bow down your heavens, O Lord, we are praying. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. It's like come over. It's the same meaning. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. These all were like prophecies of the incarnation. David and the writers of the Psalms were prophesying the meaning of God incarnate. Another prophecy comes in Isaiah 64, Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. Again, come down, and even in Arabic, تشق السماوات, rend the heavens, so He comes quickly to save us. First of all, I want to tell you, as a preacher, you should understand the verbs to simplify the truth of incarnation. The most important message we proclaim to any people anywhere, that God came to us. أهم رسالة في الكرازة, God is real, ربنا ده بجد, and God came to us. دي أخطر رسالة عندنا. And this coming over is presented in the Bible with many verbs, many kinds of action. First of all, the expression of incarnation was like He went in, brought into. Look to the readings of the Mass of the Christmas. ليلة العيد كنا بنقرأ عبرانين واحد. Hebrews chapter 1. When He again brings the firstborn into the world, He says, let all the angels of God worship Him. So look to this, brings into the world. Or in another translation, He went in. What is the difference between He دخل وولد? There is a big difference between the verb to be born and the verb to come or went. Because the meaning of coming or going means that he was there. He was eternal. He existed. But just he came into our land. But the meaning of being born, sometimes we may understand as if he just started. فمين الفرق؟ يعني كلمة ولد أحيانا تخلي الناس تفتكر أن يسوع اتولد يعني اتوجد. No. In our theological understanding, we understand that Jesus was there. Our Lord Christ was in his divine nature, was born from God the Father before ages. But he was born from Saint Mary in the history on an exact time. فمين يعني له ميلاد أزلي وميلاد زمني. Another verse from the book of Acts. Therefore, if of these men who have accompanied us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out. بصوا, Saint Peter told us the truth in a very simple way. God incarnated, he went in and then he went out. In means the incarnation, out means the ascension to heaven. But this coming in and out means that he was there and he will stay there forever. God is there always, but he went in and out in for our salvation. Another verb or an expression of incarnation is descending. Therefore he says, when he ascended on high, this is simple, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to man. That was part of the prophecy. Now, St. Paul is explaining, he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended? So St. Paul is saying, because the prophecy said about the Lord Christ that he ascended means originally that he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. So, you know, after being incarnate, he lived on earth, and also after the cross, he went into hell to save our forefathers from the Old Testament. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. So it's kind of a study, what is the meaning of God incarnate. معنى التجسد, لأن احنا لازم نستوعبه. You are not necessarily going to say all this to the people. ده كلام تقيل عليهم. إنما you as a preacher, as a servant, you should understand the meanings of the incarnation. It's not as simple as there is some good man born on earth 2000 years ago. It's more serious than this. He is God who came for our salvation. Another verse from the Psalm 104. They went up over the mountain, they went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded for them. Okay, this is يعني مش هشرح كتير. ندخل على معنى تاني. Another meaning of incarnation is manifested. التعبير بتاع ظهر أو أظهر is very common in the Bible to explain the meaning of the birth of our Lord. So we said he went in, he descended. Now we are saying that he was manifested. These all some expressions of the birth of our Lord Christ. St. Paul saying, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. عظيمٌ هو سر التقوى. God was manifested in the flesh. This is another expression of incarnation. Justified in the spirit, seen by angels. You know, he was not seen by angels before incarnation. The angels could not stare at or look at God. His divine nature couldn't be seen even by angels. But with the incarnation, our Lord Christ walking on earth, living among us, even the angels can see him now. Preached among the Gentiles, believed on the word, received up in glory. So this is another expression, manifested. Also, St. John said, he who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. So, he was born, but he is telling us he was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. This is another meaning of incarnation. God came to us, God descended to us, God was manifested to us, God was born for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Another verb to express incarnation. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. This kind of light has dawned. يعني الشمس طلعت. النور أشرق. The verb أشرق, even we use it in the تسبيحة to express the meaning of incarnation. Because we are living in darkness, and the true light, who is the Lord himself, light was, has dawned. طلع علينا النور. لكن احنا كنا عايشين في ظلمة. This is another meaning of incarnation. Also was written in the book of Malachi, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise. It's easier to say arise. The Son of Righteousness, Shams al-Bir, shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. يعني خلاص هو ده to grow out بعد كده, يعني نطلع للحرية, يعني نتحرر أو نخلص بالنور اللي طلع علينا ده. Another verb, in the book of Galatians, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. So here is the verb born, and this is common, but you know, God sent his son. This is another expression of incarnation. And it was said by the Lord himself in the Gospel of St. John, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So this is another expression, sending the son. God the Father is sending the Son. A tough start, like معلش. I think it's essential to understand the meaning of incarnation, the purpose of incarnation, because this is our cornerstone in preaching the Word of God. Another verb is come. That's simply, which we expressed before. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous. So he came. He simply came to us. You can say that he was born. And also you can easily say that he came to us. God came to our land. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So he just came for the sinners. The same verb comes in the words of Isaiah. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. This is a prophecy. You know, Isaiah was 800 years before Christ. So he's telling God is coming with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He came for salvation. He came for redemption. He came to die on the cross for our salvation. The same in the words of the Lord himself, Yohanna Ashra, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So he expressed his birth by the coming, his coming to give real life, new life, eternal life. again in the letter of St. John, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is another meaning, coming in the flesh. This is the exact meaning of incarnation. آتياً في الجسد. ده برضو تعبير تاني عن التجسد. Who do not accept this truth is the deceiver and antichrist. Lastly, we will end with the commonest word expressing the act of his birth, which is born. Christ is born, as written in Luke, there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And you know, focus on born to you, or born for you. And also it was written in Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And if you look carefully to this verse, you can see he is our son, ولد لكم أو يولد لنا, but he will be called the Almighty and Everlasting Father. How could it be he is our son as human beings and be called Father and Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace? Okay. مين فاكر أي فعل؟ Do you remember the verbs given to express the meaning of incarnation? Like, huh? يلا, go. Born, okay. Coming, to be sent, manifested, arise, went in, light had downed, descended. Okay. I want to tell you this. Most of the verbs focus on his eternal existence. As you could see, that most of these verbs focus on his eternal existence. So we Christians believe that Christ is not only a man, but he is the real God. He is the eternal God, manifested now, being a man for our salvation. But he's still the only God. You understand? And this is the message we are proclaiming everywhere. When we pray to God, come over and help us over, let's imagine that all the prophets, all men of the Old Testament were praying continuously, come over and help us. So he came. He came to help us over what? To save us from what? This is very important in our theology. What is the meaning of salvation? To be saved of what? To be helped of what? First of all, death. His main purpose is to kill death. Death was and still is the biggest and the most serious enemy for human being. And God came for this problem. قضية الموت. St. Paul said, and by the way, Athanasius the Great was always mentioning this verse, the coming one, to explain the philosophy of incarnation. عبرانين 2, you can حفظوها لنا زمان. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, because we all have taken the same flesh and blood, كلنا لحم ودم, same human nature, he himself likewise shared in the same. He shared us, our flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So this is ده كده تلخيص القصة كلها. He shared us, our flesh and blood, in order to die for us, so with the power of his death, he conquered the power of death overcoming all of us. Who had the power of death, that is the devil. بموت بالموت داس الموت. مش كده؟ هي نفس الفكرة دي. And because God cannot die, in his divine nature, he is not able to die. So he had to have our human nature, which is able to die. This is the exact meaning of incarnation. Also, he came to help us against or over Satan, devil. In the first letter of John, he who sinned is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. This is another meaning of the purpose of incarnation. We express the verbs of incarnation. Now we are focusing on the purpose of incarnation. Why God came to our land? Came, we put it in many verbs. But now we are discussing the why. He came for the problem of death. He came to die in order to give us his power of resurrection, to conquer death. The second meaning, or another meaning, he came to destroy the works of the devil. The devil corrupted the whole human nature. Everyone living on earth is living a sinful life, living in corruption. ده شغل إبليس. ربنا يسوع جه عشان يبوظ له كل الشغل ده ويصلح. He came over to help us over sin, because we are always having a problem with sin. We are fighting sin, and we cannot easily overcome sin. But God came in our land, in our flesh, to destroy the power of sin and also destroy the power of devil and death. As written, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. أحزاننا حمله. We are grieved because of being living in sin. So he took this over his shoulder. Again, that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. So he came كفارة عن خطايانا. This is another purpose or another expression of the purpose of incarnation. إنه يكفر عن خطايانا. Another point, he came over and helped us over trials. We are suffering. We people living on earth are living most of the time in hard time. We are living in tribulation, in trials, in fights, in problems, in diseases. So he came to us, he himself has suffered, being tempted. He is able to aid those who are tempted. So another reason why Christ came, he came to share us, our sorrows, our suffering. He came to taste the same cup of bitterness that we always tasting. يبقى هو تألم عشان كمان يشاركنا ألم. So we can simply summarize the blessing of incarnation in four main points. Because this is a very common question, you should understand the answer and tell this answer to any non-believer. Why you are saying God came? Why he should come? Why you are telling this story? So God was born, God came to us, God descended to us, his light arised for us. Why? First of all, to give us the adoption, to make us his sons and daughters. This is the outcome of his incarnation. As you all know, one of the saints said once that the Son of God became the Son of Man, so sons of men will be sons of God. You understand? The only Son of God, the only Son of God, became Son of Man. So sons of men will be upgraded to be sons of God. So this is the first blessing we got out of his incarnation. And that's in another expression or another meaning, we call it the new nature. That we were created on his image. And this image was corrupted by our free will, by the sin. Now he is restoring the new nature. He is bringing again the good picture of man. He made it from the start. So this is the purpose of our incarnation. Consequently, we also gain another great gift from this incarnation, which is the Holy Spirit. Fakrin Athanasius. Athanasius said once, he took what is ours and gave us what is his. He took what is ours. What is ours? Flesh, human nature. This is very special to us. And also death, sinful life, corruption. These all ours. But what is related to him? Very special, his Holy Spirit. So he took our flesh and gave back his Holy Spirit. So this is the outcome of incarnation. He came to us in order to put his Holy Spirit inside our hearts. That's why we believers are the temples of the Holy Spirit. We believe after baptism and chrismation, nowadays we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. The third point, if you put these two points together, we will come to the meaning of salvation. Rescue, freedom. We are saved from the power of sin, the devil power, the death, the outcome of sin. So this is the meaning of salvation. He came to save us, simply. Ata wa khallasana. Je ak I aksoti immon. In Coptic. So this is the simplest truth. He came to save us. Dal mulakhas. Saving us means to give us the new life, to restore the original pure nature, the Christ image, to give us the adoption or being born of God, Wulad Rabbana. So this all means that he came to save us. And the last point we will mention, that with incarnation, now we are ready to go to his kingdom of heaven. We are not allowed to catch the kingdom of heaven. We are not ready to get into heaven without this new life, this Holy Spirit. So he came to our land to take us to his land. That's simple. He came from heaven to earth to take those living on earth to his heaven. So this is the meaning of incarnation, or the purpose of incarnation. Again, Athanasius said, he took what's ours and gave us what's his. So when we are speaking about come over and save us, or come over and help us, and you know this is the theme of our missionary service, that many people are saying, are crying out for us, please come over and help us. First of all, we have to remind ourselves that we are saying the same to God. Come over and help us. And this is the continuous prayer. He already came to save us, but he is always in a state of coming. فَأَمِينَ يَعْنِي هُوَ دَيْمًا جَيْ. He is always coming. He came from Saint Mary for salvation, but he is ready to come to save us with praying. This will be another lecture. To summarize, I will put you the few good words of Saint Paul when he said in Philippians chapter 2, but God made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as a man. Look to this, coming in the likeness of men. being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. الحتة الأولانية دي made himself of no reputation. He meant that Christ was a real God. He did not take this divine nature بطريقة غلط. It's his nature. He is really God. But he humbled himself to take the human nature and appeared as a man. So, if you look at our Lord Christ, he was the master, but he became a slave. He was the only and real God. He became a human being. He was the sinless one, the only being without sin, but he carried all sins of the human nature. He was full of dignity, but you know, he degraded himself. He was full of glory, but he accepted all kinds of humiliation just for our salvation. I'm saying so because this is our story now. If you are going to come over to help any people, you should think this way. If you are a master, you are ready to be a slave. If you are full of glory, you are ready to accept humiliation for the goal of salvation, as exactly done by our Master God. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So he is telling God the Father, as you sent me, I'm sending them. So we are carrying the same message, the same mission, the same call of this sending. So how much would it cost you to cross over and reach others? Glory to God. Amen. Any comments or questions? Yeah. Yes, Zizi is asking about if we are using the prophecies or the verses from the Bible. This is applied only if you speak to somebody who relates to the Bible. But if he is an atheist, he does not believe in the Bible, you are not supposed to tell him that the Bible says. He will tell you, I don't believe in your Bible. So we are speaking here for the servants to prove that the prophecies were telling the truth. But if you are speaking with an intellectual minded one that he believe not in the Bible, you need to use the logic, use the reason. Like saying that if God is there and if God is loving us, definitely he should come to us to reveal himself. So this is kind of reasoning, of logic. You are telling them that if you love somebody, why don't you go and visit him? And if he is the bigger one and we are the smaller, the little ones, the big one should come to the little one. So we can use the logic with the non-believer, but here we are telling you as servants the proofs of the meanings of incarnation in the Old and the New Testament. Go ahead. Yeah, right, Mina. Mina is adding that the last part of the lecture was even related to the non-believer, because we can use this reasoning, this logic, that we are telling God Father and he made us his children through the incarnation of his Son. So this is the story of Christianity. You can tell it in the verses of the Bible to the believers, or with the logic to the non-believers. Yes, go ahead.
When I said that one of the without coming to earth to give up the power of our sins or Christ, and the some of the people in the Old Testament they led a pure life like Abraham, and they got the Holy Spirit.
No, wait a minute. There is no single man lived on earth before Christ was pure. This is the truth revealed in the Bible. لَيْسَ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ صَلَاحًا لَيْسَ وَلَا وَاحِدْ. No one, no single man was pure. Not Abraham, not Moses, not David, not anyone. So, In order to purify the human nature, you need the sinless one, the one who never did sin, the purest one, to give the purification to the human nature. And this is only related to God. This is not in the hands of man. Okay? الحتة التانية اللي انت كنت بتقولها. Yeah. Saint Athanasius, in his famous book of God Incarnate, تجسد الكلمة, he said that many people may ask why God did not accept the repentance of Adam and Eve. And let's finish the story in an easy way. من غير ما يجي ربنا يسوع ولا يتجسد ولا حاجة. So he answered in a very reasonable way. He said that the problem is not related to the pride of God. Yes, God was hurt in his pride at God because of the sin of man. But this is not the problem. He can easily forgive his son, Adam. But the corruption happened in the nature of Adam. God can tell Adam, I forgave you. But there is another problem. Now Adam is corrupted. Adam, the death is going inside him now. So it's not the story of just forgiveness. It's the story of restoring life. I think I gave you the example 2 years ago. Imagine that I have a little son and he was very shy. And I told him that don't eat from this plate, because this food is dirty, it will kill you. So the child did not listen to me, and while I was busy, he ate from the plate. I came angry and I shouted at him, why did you do this? Then he cried, so I took him in my chest and I said, okay, Habibi, can you say that the problem finished? The problem is there. He is dying. فاهمين الفكرة؟ إذا الموضوع إن أنا مسامحه ماشي مسامحه بس دلوقتي هو بيموت لأنه كلمة السم. فاهمين الفكرة؟ So we need to save him from the corruption happened. It's not only kind of how to forgive. God is always forgiving. From day one, he is in a state of forgiveness, because he covered Adam and Eve with the cloth he made by himself. So he is a forgiving father, but also he is a savior. He is busy to save man from the corruption and death happened. أيوة. Okay, very common question. Why did God do this? Why did he put the tree which will make death applicable? Why did he do this two ways? Why didn't he create only the tree of life? يلا افتونا. Yeah, very good. If there is no choice, so man is not a free creature. He is obliged to do the right. He has no choices. But having this kind of tree will take him to death and this tree will take him to life, this means that God is fair. Yes, the free will of man is very important issue in our Christian life. God created man in his image with a free will to choose God or to refuse God. And this tree was expressing this, to choose or to deny or reject God.
Huh? Buna, there is a statement which says that there is no salvation outside of the church. Mm. Can we use that statement to say that definitely all the people who do not have any relationship with the church or with Jesus Christ are definitely not going to be saved, are definitely not going to heaven?
Okay, according to our Christian belief, there is no other way but Christ. And there is no other way to Christ without a church. This is our orthodox theology. We cannot find the Lord Christ without the baptism, the Bible, the priests, the sacrament of confession and communion, this is our Christian life. And without Christ, we cannot go to kingdom of heaven. So, in other words, so anyone away from the church and Christ will not be saved? Yes. This is exactly what Christ said in John chapter 3. من يؤمن به من لا يؤمن به يدان يدان يعني will be judged. But you know, as a preacher, as a servant, you don't think this way. You think, how can I carry the Christ and the church to everyone? But I will not sit down thinking, oh come on, millions of people will go to hell. No, this is not our way of thinking. فهمي ازاي؟ يعني كده يبقى قلبك الحقيقة مش حلو. انما لو انت بتحب الناس زي ربنا، كل اللي هيشغلك what to do to carry Christ and his church to everyone. Any more questions?
God will try to find a way to say his words to everyone.
Yeah.
Not just me. I don't have...
Wait a minute. God will find a way to proclaim his word of salvation to everyone. But one of the ways is you. It's through you.
Yeah, I'm sure he has other ways.
Yes. But you have to do your part. Okay.
There is nobody righteous and other verse that says about the righteous and the
Okay, you know the meaning of righteousness, اللي هو البر أو الصلاح. In the Old Testament, is to follow the commandment of God. But by following the commandment of God, people found out that they could not do all the commandments. All people failed to do all the commandments. So it looks like no way. In the Old Testament, there is no way for righteousness. The perfection is not available in the Old Testament because there is no Christ. That's why they were crying out, please come and save us. We cannot be righteous without you. But with the coming of our Lord Christ, the only righteous one, he gave us his righteousness. This is the meaning of Christianity. He covers us with his perfection, with his sanctification. يبقى هو في العهد الجديد مغطينا، شال خطايانا ومغطينا بالبر بتاعه. في العهد القديم they are trying hardly to be good, but they cannot, they couldn't. And nowadays we are trying hard, but with sticking to the Lord himself, we are saved. We are righteous through him. Not with our deeds. We cannot do everything, but through him we can do everything. حتى يقول حاجة تفضل. The angel is different creature. تفضل يجيب. The angels are not human beings. They are not of our human nature. And it was not written that the angel was created on the image of God. We are originally the image of God. And that's why he restored his image. But the angels were rather spirits made only to serve the human man, humankind. So the spirits, the angels, had like only one chance to choose the right and wrong, and there is no other chances because they are not, you know, living under time. We as human nature, we can change our position from a minute to the other. But for the spirits, they do not have this different nature. So salvation is not there for them. Yes, in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 2, when David said, guided by the Spirit, that this man will be put down lower than the angels, but I can see him crowned with glory much more than the angels. He was speaking about Christ. Christ was put down lower than the angels when he was incarnated because of the flesh. But being a real God, he was crowned يعني أعظم من الملائكة. فده اللي شرحه بولس في عبرانيين 2. Yes, the human kind is lower than the angels in their power, but they are enthroned in the kingdom of heaven to be greater than angels. ده بقى في قدام يعني شوي. The last question. تفضلي ها. Yes, yes, the idea of intercession, what we call intercession, يعني الشفاعة. Why should we pray to the saints and we can pray to God directly? Who will answer? Okay, but you can know God directly. Okay, I agree, it's a good example, but let's ask back, but we can speak to God saying, God Father, Father God. So I have a direct relationship with Him. Go ahead. Yes, it's a commandment from God that we should pray for one to the other. So it's simply a commandment. Yes, good. Very good, very good. تفضلي. انت قاعدين تسمعوا بعض ولا لا؟ Okay, Sharif and Fadi was focusing on the fellowship, the family-like relationship between us and the saints. So if I have a problem, definitely without asking my mother, Saint Mary, she will pray for me because she's my mother. And you brothers will pray for me. And Mary Gerges will pray for me because we are members in one family, in one body. That's the idea of being members in Christ. And the second point they were mentioning that we have many proofs from the Bible that people can pray for others, like Abraham when he was praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. And God was listening to Abraham. So being a friend of God, man of God, his prayers was very much considered. And so we pray for them to pray for us. Yes, there was an order from God to Job, not to Job, to the friends of Job, who gave him hard time. And God said, go to Job in order to pray for you so I can forgive you. So this means that he considered the prayers of Job more than others. Saddal Habib.
So every time I'm asking someone, I tell him, you are better than me, you are better than me. Please ask God.
Yes, very good, Habibi. With a humble heart, we always consider saints are much greater in spirit than us. So simply, we need their prayers. Because we trust their prayers more than we trust our prayers with a humble heart, because we believe in them, in their life. So, فعلا هي في علاقة. تلاحظوا, the Western theology, because it's not based on humility, it stands against the church, repentance, priesthood, intercession, and all Orthodox ideas, because this all related to the humility. If you think it thoroughly, you will find out that it's always related to the virtue of humility. Being humble, you can easily think that you need somebody to pray with you and for you. It's not a big deal. Being humble, you can easily believe that you need a priest. You need to repent. You need the church. But if you believe in yourself as perfect and you don't need anyone, you don't need a priest, you don't need a saint to pray for you, you don't need even to repent. This is the Western theology, which is not biblical, by the way. It's not based on the Bible. Yes, although Abraham was doing a bad deed, he lied, but still God asked Abimelech to go to Abraham to pray for him. Yeah. Yes, we are praying to God through them. It's a good expression. We still pray to God, but through them we are not worshipping them. We are not telling them that you save us. No, we don't believe this. We believe in one God. But we believe also in one family. فهي simply, احنا ما عندناش مشكل مع القديسين. Because Christ himself said that those who glorify you will glorify me. So Christ said it clearly, that if you send any glorification to any of the saints, it will go directly to God. هو قال كده حتى العذراء بتقول منذ الآن جميع الأجيال تطوبني وقالتها بالروح القدس مش حاجة غلط يعني تفضلي. Yeah. Very good. God is happy to be glorified in His people, in His saints. So with the intercession of a martyr like Marcorius or Marimina, God is happy to be glorified in His saint. لأن هم كمان gave their life for Him.